Hello.
Okay, I understand what the confusion was now. So it looks like you were calling from a different phone number than the one that I had put in the manager. So are in our system. So the phone number that the other phone number I'd been talking to you on was a 708-841-8535.
Yeah.
And then
that's my business line.
Right. So the number that you called into, they don't see my notes in there, so that's why they transferred it over to the other manager in the department. So that's why the confusion was happening, because I didn't know that you had another phone number until just now. So, yeah, so I'm sorry about that. Really sorry about that.
No, I mean, it's not a problem. I was just like, it was awkward.
Yeah.
But that's fine.
I mean, we've been talking for a little while now, so I definitely want to make sure that I get you taken care of.
Right.
So I don't know if you recall everything that we went over last time I did talk to you, though, because we kind of went over a lot, right? I mean, I went over all the packages that I had.
And there was, man, I'm supposed to go to class, excuse me, and I'm supposed to be there in an hour, and I just left my book at this job site.
Oh, no. What are you going to school for?
No, it's just, I'm trying to... an industrial hygienist.
Oh, okay.
Class at 4 o'clock. I didn't just, which is in an hour, and I just realized I left my book at the job.
So that's to add more credentials to your current job, or is that what that's for?
Right.
Oh, okay.
Air sampling, testing, you know, and where I can read the project samples on site without having to go to the lab. And
Okay.
Yeah, and I kind of just screwed it up.
By forgetting your book? Oh, no. Is it an hour away?
Now, and ain't no way for me to get back in. It's too far. Oh, well. Listen, I have to try and reach somebody with some keys to go get this so they can do this book. But can you call me back in the morning?
Yeah.
I got like 30 minutes to get out of here.
Okay.
You know, and I have to chat to my class and...
Okay, yeah, no problem. I don't want to stress you out. You know, I just
no,
had said that.
Out already.
Okay.
It's just that I can't believe that I just did that. And then I just locked up the job. I gave my employee the key, and he lives nowhere near there. So it is what it is. That's what you can do. If you can call me back tomorrow. I do know that you emailed me some paperwork, right?
I did, I believe I did send you the packages. I had already texted you a couple of things.
Right.
Let's see. I texted you, our packages.
I still have it because I don't delete my texts. I have them set to keep forever.
Okay.
You know, so.
Me too. I don't ever delete my texts. But I did send you my extension and phone number. So next time, if you ever do call in, make sure you call my extension and phone number. It'll be directed to me. So because the person that you were talking to who transferred you over to our other manager, he's new here, so he also, you know, just didn't maybe check it thoroughly enough. Just, you know, make sure that you text or call my extension and phone number. So.
Okay, I will. I'm sorry, I just didn't know. It was just the missed call, and actually they didn't leave a message, so I was just, you know. I just went to return the call.
No problem.
That was how it was. But, yeah, or maybe what I can do, I can call you tomorrow. What time are you there, and where are you located?
So we're in California, so that's why you had said to call you at 2. I did call you a little bit earlier, and I didn't get an answer. So I guess, and then you called in. So what time would work tomorrow that I can call?
You can start about 9 o'clock in my time.
Okay.
I think California, I think you guys are like a couple hours ahead of us. No,
behind
us.
Yeah. Yeah, so I can call you at 9 o'clock. That's perfect. That's right when I get in. So.
Okay, yeah, 9 or 10, you know,
okay.
Something like that is fine. Okay.
Okay.
Anyway,
all right.
Sorry.
Yeah, no problem. No, I'm sorry for all of this.
No, it's not a problem. All right, so I'll speak to you tomorrow. Your name is Jesse, correct?
Jesse, yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. All right, so I'll speak with you tomorrow.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Talk to you then.
All right. Bye.
Bye.